SLM needs to be embraced by the entire organization. SLM is a tool to enable business resources to perform their roles better, faster, and more informed basis. Ultimately, SLM needs to be embraced by the entire organization, irrespective of what other processes and systems that you have. This SLM, this thing should be embraced also by everybody within. That is the reason why it should be embraced is coming out in the next point, where it helps it to perform their existing role much better way than the way they were doing it. As they are able to do this faster and they take the informed decisions, the chances are that they are able to satisfy customers again and again very rapidly, very appropriately, etc. That creates that a different loyalty altogether, and loyal customers will always want to be with the brand that he is loyal to, and you get higher revenue, which is a benefit to the organization. SLM helps you to find root cause and thus remove the service defect forever. The beauty of non-SLM era is that ke jo part replace hua aa gaya, nobody will probably be bothering to find out the root cause, etc. It is like if you just find that, you know, this vendor part is more getting damaged, you may just shift to the new vendor, etc. But you are not attempting to identify the root cause. It could be root cause could be the design. Jo naya vendor bhi aaya, usme bhi wahi ho raha hai. So root cause being design, now that aspect will be unearthed by SLM. SLM will compel you to find the root cause why this problem or why this defect is happening again and again. And once you study that, SLM integration will help you to be more productive, and overall your waste will go down. Helps management in taking decisions proactively. Another advantage of SLM is like it has a predictive capabilities, and service lifecycle management will help you to know proactively what is coming in terms of service issues, what is coming in terms of service opportunities and all. Management can take use of that information to create service delivery for the customers, which is monetized, then it will give you a revenue. If SLM concept is not adopted, you are too far from being able to become a customer-centric enterprise. In short, the last line establishes the significance. Organizations may continue to strive to be customer-centric for years after years, but till the time they really don't get on board to the SLM concept, they will always struggle to be customer-centric. SLM adoption within the organization, where needed, integration with PLM, will really make you customer-centric organization. That's the importance of SLM in any service organization. Continue to understand our SLM and benefit of SLM. In between, we touched upon a concept called SLM and PLM, so that took a little bit of attention away. It's a continuation of understanding of benefits of SLM. Improve technicians' productivity. So providing field engineer with real-time direct access to customer service history, equipment repair records, product information and inventory and parts availability enables them to provide the best service possible in the most cost-effective manner by eliminating the time-consuming. Paperwork also consumes the time. Here he got a complaint. He knows that this is a, you know, this brand and this model. This model is this part ka coil. He also can find out in a real time that this coil is not in availability. So he knows that there is no point in making a visit to this customer if the coil is not available. So he might as well create internal requisition to get the part. In the meantime, on the customer end, he knows how to make him feel comfortable. He has to just make a call to customer, sir, aapka call mila hai. But because this part is not available, it is going to be available in 2 days' time. As soon as I get it, I will come. So at least customer's aggravation is also controlled, and in one service call, he is able to complete. So you can look at how the technician's productivity overall gets improved. Field engineers can serve the organization with the respect to identifying the potential cross-selling and upselling opportunity. We have studied early. Real-time information availability through SLM to the field service will improve their capability to do cross and upselling with the existing customers. Improved technician productivity, we are still understanding that helps in real-time inventory management also. Overall, your knowledge of customers, what they have, what kind of things that they own, for which what kind of services are expected, that for service those which are the parts required, what are the frequency of replacements, etc. All and similar such information will give you a good predictability of managing your inventory. If inventory is managed well and reached to the field service engineers in right time, he is then in a position to service the customer well. Knowledge about what is required at what frequency by when will help you to create an efficient inventory management internally. And this your own inventory management, you can work out with your back-end supplier. So if you are storing this part, you can work out with your supplier that my inventory is now so thorough and I am not into hire and fire, or say I am not into firefighting most of the time. So therefore now I want to sit with you. You are my back-end supplier. I will only need so much. There is efficient planning. There is a delivery cycle understood. There is a consumption pattern understood. So this supplier is also told, instead of just merely ordering or meeting his minimum production requirement, etc. He says, I will produce this part only if you order 5,000, vagera. So now both will be able to sit together. So not only the inventory at your end, you can work out well with the inventory management at the back-end supplier end. This itself will give you a power to demand, cost rationalization, etc. Streamline workflow. The technician productivity will also increase because your overall workflow will get streamlined. There won't be a waste of time, waste of efforts, etc. Integrated process and technology will help you, and improved and streamlined process will give you a productivity. So these two, process and productivity through technology, will really make your technician's productivity go high. Continuing understanding the benefits of SLM, complete charge capture of service delivery. We have heard this terminology ahead. In this, we will try to understand them. SLM, when implemented, enables the complete capture of all parameters involved in delivering service, ensuring that no billable charges are ever lost or overlooked, and ultimately improving invoicing accuracy. Look at the importance when SLM is implemented. Every effort, every cost incurred, every action, SLM is able to translate into a cost charge. The cost charge then classified whether it is billable to client or it is not billable to client. Something which is billable to client has to get into the invoice for the client. Something which is not billable to client gets into the overhead of the organization. There are criteria and performance metrics in place that how much my warranty cost should be, how much my response rate or means repair rate, etc. All those things have been decided. So SLM, when captures all the facts, when that is analyzed, it will really throw open for a management a control perspective, where whatever supposed to be charged is charged to the consumers, what is not supposed to be charged is looked upon as an overhead, and it's an attempt. Then after you capture that as an overhead charge, that will enable you to look at what is causing this overhead. So once that is happening, you will look at the process, you will look at the workflow, you will try and find out waste, you will try and find out duplicacy, you will try and find out core reason, the fundamental reason why that is happening. And once you do away with that, your overhead on that will start coming down. So SLM really helps you to have the complete capture of your cost charges, charges billable to client, charges as an overhead to the organization. SLM system can also serve as a useful role in assisting organizations in improving the future product design by identifying flaws in their existing product, both aggregate and product specific service history, etc. When any products are done and they get into the field, they get into the customer end, then the issues of product quality starts coming out. So that is coming out to you in the form of a request or for repair, etc., during warranty or after warranty. All this thing, data when compiled, can really give you an idea what is ailing this product. Now it could be a part, it could be part from a specific supplier, it could be part design itself. So SLM compels you to look at the root cause, and that will help you with that assessment. I have earlier also covered PLM data. SLM data feed into PLM will help the product designers to work out the product or the design appropriately, considering input from SLM. So overall, what happens is, like, you will be able to develop a sound product design that will minimize the repair and rectification requirement, etc., extend the failure during the warranty so that warranty cost also will remain low. So all these issues will help you to really reduce your charge overhead on the organization, which are not billable to the customers, and that's when starts happening, you are able to reduce your overhead and therefore the better margin. On the other hand, what is supposed to be recovered from the customers, you are recovering it. So there is nothing like a cost onto company which has happened due to non-recovery of the dues. So that's also another SLM advantage. Maximize cross-selling and upselling. Earlier also I have covered, so probably I will just briefly. Studies have shown that there is no better place to cross-sell or upsell than at the specific point of customer interaction. And SLM is the only solution that provides field personnel with all the tools that they need to make it possible. William Pollock, president of Edson Town Strategies for Growth. What he's trying to tell you is that field guy, after the product is sold, after the geyser is sold, after the refrigerator is sold, it's the field guy who's a company official only have an access to the customer. He's only during the service call face to face with the customers. So that's a golden opportunity. What is said is that opportunity should be well utilized for cross-sell or upsell with the consumers and get overall higher revenue from the same consumers. So that's the cross-sell and upsell opportunity comes out of SLM. Now that is possible only if your field guy knows exactly. He has a real information about customer, product he is having, what is the life of that product that has already happened, what are the issues that can come up and what are the other products that are available so that customer can get a better experience and all. So looking at all that, he is able to talk. And so say for example, Whirlpool has a microwave or it's a Godrej microwave, whatever. Now they have a model, they have a this thing, etc. After this microwave, which was purchased a year back, they have also improved certain aspects. They have introduced either accessories, they have introduced either something else which can be, if combined with microwave, can give a better other product being manufactured, etc. So why not this service guy who is at that point, who knows that this microwave liya hua hai, so now I should sell these accessories too. So he should say, ke, madam, ye abhi experience aapka, aapne ek saal pehle liya tha, these are the new things that has come. You can make cake more softer, you can make grilling possible or those things. So they will get into that discussion and overall sooner or later customer will take a decision of buying that additional accessories or buying that additional tool that itself will give a revenue to the organizations. Benefit of SLM, availability to leverage service as a competitive advantage. Last but not the least, the very important this thing is all the aspect of service management is done to create that unbeatable competitive advantage over competition. How SLM helps, this is one of the benefit. Through SLM business intelligence capabilities, users can identify, monitor and track opportunities to offer customized and global service agreements based upon each customer's unique usage level. Customer gets benefit from having service needs and requirements fully met, and then the service organization can maximize its total revenue in the field, helps you to proactive management rather than reactive most of the time. Through SLM and the business intelligence that you can combine, you are able to identify, monitor and track opportunities with either the homogeneous group of customers, with specific customers. You are able to create a service agreement for the homogeneous group of customers or for the specific customers, etc. Earlier I given you an example. Walmart is the single largest customer for PNG. So PNG and Walmart have a agreement. Now this agreement, when overall SLM monitors the entire relationship, SLM can throw a lot of light on to the PNG about Walmart, the purchase pattern, what is discontinued, what can be done better with them, so that PNG when enters next time into an agreement can really take care of not only serving the customer better, but gaining more out of the customer, etc. Customer gets benefit from having its service needs required fully met. SLM also helps you to create that, first service advantage or satisfy the customers the way he is expected when he is faced with the service issue. If that happens, you are in a position to win the customer's confidence back. So that repair or whatever that confidence back will culminate into or will translate into an equity or a loyalty, and that loyalty will continue to give the revenue even from the field or otherwise, and helps you to proactive manage. So SLM is designed to even create a proactive support to the customer. So based on what data that you feed, which has a projective capabilities, SLM will orient itself and give you alerts, give you indicators when you either do it customer to customer or when you do it for the homogeneous nature of group of customers. You can probably think of a new service package that will help you to get more out of such customers, etc. So proactively you can develop your service rendering or a delivery and win a revenue from the customers with the intent of servicing the customer always first. So having done that, you are able to proactively offer something that will help customers to be productive, minimize wastage as is end, etc. And when that happens, again the bonding improves and customers will want to remain with you more and more, and that brings automatically more revenue. Enhanced quality and growth. Most of the SLM benefits described earlier was due to transforming present based on the past, and enhanced quality and growth clearly looks at the future of the organizations. What is critical is most of the SLM benefit that we have so far studied was based on the past analysis. You try to improve the future. Quality aspect of the growth, quality when combined with the growth, the product predictive ability of SLM also, if used well, then you are able to create a future oriented customer service modules, and that will really give you an edge over the competition. So most of the SLM benefits described earlier was due to the transforming the present based on the past. Past data, past issues helps you to design your present. But with the SLM, an enhanced quality and growth clearly looks at the future of the organization. So that predictive ability of SLM gives you the capability to design future at present. So that is the beauty of SLM. That's the biggest benefit of SLM. That through quality orientation and predictive capability of SLM, you are able to create a growth momentum by offering right service to consumers at the right time as desired by him, that will help him to get some benefit of convenience, benefit of waste, minimization of waste or a loss, etc. And that a capability by you will not only stand you apart, will make the customer loyal. Ability to deliver consistent service globally. As I mentioned earlier, SLM, which is a crux of any service organization, and there are many global organizations. So I have earlier cited an example of McDonald's or Domino's. They may be in India, or they may be in US, they may be in Pakistan, they may be in Sri Lanka. Overall, you have same experience. I have met many of my most traveling friends and all. I ask them, where do they eat, what do they eat, etc. Answer is they prefer to visit one of this, you know, joints. Because then he is assured that what he is getting is standardized, what he is getting is of his taste that he has experienced out here, and therefore he is more comfortable. How this is possible? So that's where the SLM adoption by this service organization, converting this into implementable modules, etc. So they are able to therefore ensure that they are capable to give a consistent service delivery irrespective of locational constraints, etc. The most effective SLM solution is the one that is truly global. So SLM allows you to be globally focused, able to support customers using all types of equipment in all applications and in all geographies using the same database. So overall data analysis and all remains same. After you do that, you are able to universalize your service offering so that customer, whether he is at Domino's Sri Lanka or whether he is at Domino's India in Mumbai or Delhi, etc., overall he gets the same service satisfaction. SLM solution must be designed to implement common business processes on a single system worldwide with support from multiple currencies, operation centers and price books, etc. What comes out is also that SLM integrates the suppliers, the stakeholders, etc. When that has to happen, your system also should be capable to handle change due to global economy, change due to currency, this thing, change due to way the things work in various countries, way the things don't work in various countries, prices being different, yani the price of onion in India versus price of onion in Sri Lanka, price of capsicum in India versus Sri Lanka due to currency difference, etc. versus Euro. Now, SLM solution has to integrate all this and then create a optimal solutions. So if things managed which way can get you the better value for money, that is to come out when it is capable to handle the world currency. So conversions determine the best place to obtain a what, etc. Then if that is the case, then what are the food quality measurements? Then there are various modules that come into picture. Having done that, you determine that yes, the onions can be procured from Nasik, you know, for the worldwide consumption or for Asia Pacific consumption. And then you align all your other processes where onion selection, vendor selection, then transportation where, after that transportation, what processes that is to be required and all. So you will create a much better world recognized, world standard base. So when this onion procured from Nasik goes to whether Sri Lanka or whether goes to China, whether goes to any other Asia Pacific country, they will not interfere with the taste of the product. The consumer will get a universal taste irrespective of the country where he is at, either Domino's or McDonald's or KFC, etc. So that's the power of ability to deliver consistent service globally. That's the power of SLM. Modularity of supporting growth. How this was possible? Because SLM can help you to modularize each process, then under the process, then you create a module of product inspection, module of process technology absorption, module of service quality determination, etc. The various modules, module of checking the final goods quality, etc. Module of ensuring service delivery. So module of selection of location. So Domino's will have a module which is selecting a right location for setting up the Domino's pizza delivery counter. So as I earlier mentioned, it took years for them to come to Lower Parel. So for our earlier requirements, we used to go here and there to get the goods sourced. And we often used to give us suggestions why you are not in and around Dadar. But there were reasons. After a lot of this thing, when those conditions became favorable to them, then only they came up at Parel, because their delivery is within half an hour, world class universal quality pizza should be delivered to the customers. Till that time, if they are not able to do it, they will not, you know, put up a location there, the facility management module. So modularity of SLM helps you to create a very efficient SLM system. That system will, when seamlessly integrate also various modules, it is not their capability to create an isolated module, it's the ability to integrate various modules as per the life cycle of a service level requirement and all, and then create a output based final delivery, this thing, so that overall you benefit out of implementing SLM. So modularity of the supporting growth momentum is also one of the benefit of SLM. Increase customer satisfaction. Ultimately, all this thing has been done to get you customer on board, make the customer remain with you. After you implement SLM, and if you go through those previously discussed points, the service that a company may offer ultimately will be the principal deciding factor whether the customer becomes loyal or customer opts out. So at that time, if you have followed this SLM and deliverables, what you will deliver to the consumers will be really as per his expectations, maybe exceeding his expectations. And once that happens, he starts getting consistent service, he gets confidence in you, confidence will bring the loyalty, and that loyalty will translate into a more business to you, and that continuously incoming business on the back end, SLM improving your productivity and therefore reducing overhead will give you a better return, better revenue, better profit margin from that same customers or a group of such homogeneous customers. Ability to anticipate customer service required, another benefit of SLM. SLM provides easy to use functionality, intelligent knowledge base, and a comprehensive customer repository to track problems and potentially identify many other problems before they occur. So SLM, the crux is a data compilation. It's a functionality that is knowledge base. It captures various processes, their performances, it captures various life cycle issues, various product PLC, if it is integrated into SLM, then it will be able to have the product life cycle related issues also being functionally involved in its intelligent analysis and all. And as a result, it can even do a predictive forecasting of the problem occurring. Now, if that is possible, then you can get into a corrective course of action and you prevent before the problem occurs at the customer end. That will be more appreciated by the customers.